USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One and expected to land in Washington, D.C. right around 9:30 Eastern Time tonight. Earlier today, the president did meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, after that meeting, Putin sat down with Fox News' Chris Wallace and was again asked about Russia meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
People are talking about the purported interference of Russia with the election process in the United States. I've mentioned this in 2016, and I want to say it now again. And I really wish for your American listeners to listen to what I say. First of all, Russia, as a state, has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States, let alone its elections.
Senator Rand Paul said he's worried about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's views on government surveillance programs, raising a potential snag in the closely divided confirmation battle. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Friday, banks released their earnings reports. Now, it was good news for some big banks such as J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, PNC Bank, and Bank of America. But what does this mean for us and you, and what does it mean for banks long term? Well, Marty Mosby is with Bank of America. He broke down some of these profit reports.
We've got growth in the balance sheet, so loan growth is back. Even Bank of America shows some deposit growth, which is very strong.
One professional wrestling's most well-known figure is making a comeback, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Hulk Hogan's suspension lifted by the WWE, and he's headed back to the WWE Hall of Fame as well. Hogan had been kicked out in 2015 after a leaked conversation revealed him using a racial slur. In a statement, the WWE now says Hogan's numerous apologies and his work with kids have earned him a second chance. It means he could be back on television very, very soon.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is on his way back to the White House, and one of the big stories of the day is still the president's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Let's take a listen to some of the president's opening remark.
Constructive dialogue between the United States and Russia afford the opportunity to open new pathways toward peace and stability in our world. I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics. As president, I will always put what is best for America and what is best for the American people.
The president then elaborates on what was discussed during the private meeting.
As we discussed at length, the crisis in Syria is a complex one. Cooperation between our two countries has the potential to save hundreds of thousands of lives. I also made clear that the United States will not allow Iran to benefit from our successful campaign against ISIS. We have just about eradicated ISIS in the area. We also agreed that representatives from our national security councils will meet to follow up on all of the issues we addressed today and to continue the progress we have started right here in Helsinki.
President Trump is expected to land tonight in Washington, D.C. just after 9:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.